There was an outraged roar from the alleyway. Smets kept his head down as he stepped into the street. There was little foot traffic. No one paid him any mind. He set off at a brisk pace, but not one so fast it would attract attention. What now? He didn't dare go find Fish. Some damned soldier might recognize him. But Fish would hear about Tully. Fish would understand. Best thing would be to go back to the Skull and Crossbones and wait. Fish was sure to check there. As his heartbeat slowed toward normal, he became aware of the hollow in his stomach. He had not eaten since yesterday. The Skull and Crossbones was dry. Where could he find something? With stores getting low, nobody might be willing to sell. It was a meal, of sorts. A bowl of bad soup and a chunk of stale bread, and the fat old geek who ran the filthy place hadn't tried to rob him. He was nearly done when a kid blew in, yelled, "Run, Mr. Press Gang!" and sailed out the back.
"What the hell?"
"Press Gang," the greasy fat man said. "Round here the Greys been grabbing all the young men they can find."
Two Greys stamped in. One grinned and said, "Here's a likely-looking patriot." Smets sneered and went back to work on his meal. He did not feel troubled. A wooden truncheon tapped him on the shoulder.
"Come along, then."
"You better hope there's no splinters in that thing. You touch me again, I'm going to shove it up your ass."
"Oh, a tough one, Cord. We like them tough, don't we? What's your name, boy?"
Smets sighed, hearing the voices of all the bullies who'd ever baited him. He turned, looked the soldier in the eye, said,
"Death?"
Maybe the man saw seven murders in his eyes. He backed off a step. Smets decided the one who kept his mouth shut was probably more dangerous. He felt no fear at all. In fact, he felt invulnerable, invincible. He rose slowly, flipped his bread into the talker's face, kicked him in the groin. A bully had done that to him once. He shoved his chair at the other man's legs, and while he was dealing with that, shoved his soup into the man's face. Then he grabbed the truncheon away from the first and went to work. He might have killed them both if half a dozen more soldiers had not showed up to help. They didn't beat Smets much more than they had to get him under control. They seemed to think the whole thing was a good joke on the man with the big mouth. They dragged Smets outside and added him to a group of cowed youngsters about 30 strong. Several of the youngsters got told off to carry the men Smets had injured. So, Smets Stahl became one of the Gray Boys. Sort of. Chapter 54. The little critters was in and out so much, I was sure the people downstairs was going to find us out any minute. Bowman's and Silent was having trouble enough keeping curiosity types away without attracting the attention of the new big boy. Raven was loving every minute of it. "What the hell are you grinning about?" I demanded.
"Those guys with the spike. They got balls down to their ankles."
"Huh. He would appreciate their brass.
Come on, Case.